Welcome to the very first episode of the Imposter Syndrome podcast. I am your host, Ali W., along with my co-host, Jew Breeze, a.k.a. Jules, a.k.a. Too Much Money, Not Enough Bitches. I don't know. We'll stick. So let's talk about where we got the name.
How did we get it? It's quite funny, bro.
Okay, first of all, I just want to let whoever's listening know that he never uses the term quite. So he's already acting different.
No, I'm really not. But, bro, really, let's think about this one.
No, I'm going to tell you how the name.
Define imposter syndrome.
Okay.
I think that's the first.
That's the very first thing. Okay, so let me say a little story before it. So I was listening to a podcast, right? It's called The Dearborn Girl. And one of the guests that they had on there was, she went to Harvard or Oxford. She went to Oxford, right? Mm. And it's a university in the UK. And she was talking about, when I went there, I really didn't, who I was. So I started, thinking, do I really belong here? And, I got some imposter syndrome. I was like, oh, shit, imposter syndrome. That sounds really fucking good. Like, that sounds cool. Like, I wish I had imposter syndrome, not knowing what it was.
Right.
So I go to Google, put it in, and actually, let me pull it up what imposter syndrome podcast even means. So I type it in Google. Oh, fuck. I'm trying to put it in here. So should have prepared this.
No worries, man. Everything we do.
Yeah. Just live. Edit it out. Yeah. So, imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. Okay. Despite external evidence of their competence, they're experiencing this phenomenon remain convinced that they are frauds and do not deserve all that they have achieved. Individuals with imposterism incorrectly attribute their success to luck or interpret it as a result of deceiving others into thinking that they are more intelligent than they perceive themselves to be. Now that was a lot, right? Basically, what this is saying is I'm dumb as fuck. And somehow, some way, I got to the point that I am now. And me and Julian, fuck, I wasn't supposed to say anything. Me and Jules, right? Me and Jules, Julian. Anyways, we were supposed to, like, we always say, we weren't supposed to be here.
That's our famous line.
Yeah. whenever we have something or whenever we achieve a new level of success, whenever something good happens to us, we'll always step back and say, we weren't supposed to be here. So he always says that. I'm like, wait a minute. This is 100% like imposter syndrome. So as I'm trying to come up with a name for a podcast, right? I come up with a dozen dumbass names. Oh, all of them dumb as fuck, right? I came up with Fast Take. It was trying to be like First Take, but Fast Take. Quick
Bro,
Take.
I said I'm out.
Yeah.
If the podcast name was going
to
be
He wasn't
going to
do it. He was not going to do it. Yeah, he was like, I'm sorry, I cannot do this. This is just too much. This is a dumbass name. So
I said, Ali, bro, where the fuck did you get Fast Take, bro?
Because yeah, I was trying to be like First Take, but not First Take. I was trying to emulate them, not imitate them. And as a wise man once said, when you imitate somebody, you owe them a royalty. When you emulate them, you don't.
Yeah.
So I wasn't. So I was trying to come up with a name, and I was like, yeah, Julian, I got these names. He was like, bro, all of that is fucking garbage. It's
exactly.
Trash. Throw it out.
Just watch it.
Yeah. Look, over, he was about to walk out. I had to stop him. So I tell him, like, okay, what better names do you have? He's like, bro, we could come up with a better name. As I'm talking, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm glad that you reminded me. I was listening to this podcast today. The so-and-so came up, and I was like, oh, there's this girl who said imposter syndrome, and it's what we always talk about. He was like, bro, imposter syndrome. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, imposter syndrome. It's like the imposter syndrome podcast.
Nice.
I'm like, oh shit, that was fucking gold. That was great. I love it. I was like, what? This is, you can't get any better than this name. And it just stuck because, you know, like, and then I came up like with a fire logo, and you guys are going to see the logo. And if you see it, you see it. And if you know, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't, then,
I don't know,
you know, it's a good logo. I love it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's, that's how we came up with the name. That's how we came up with the podcast. And what the intention is that we just talk about things that we like.
Or things that we love.
Yeah. In my case, I hate a lot of shit, so I'm going to talk about the shit that I hate. I'm not a hater. Oh. I just hate a lot. Okay.
Wait, time out.
Okay, it's not like it's not like I'm a player. I fuck a lot. I'm a hater. I hate it. I'm not a hater.
I'm not a hater. I just hate a lot.
Yeah, I do. I dislike a lot of things for no other reason than the fact that motherfuckers are more successful than me. That's it. You know, I'm a hater extraordinaire. I'm a connoisseur of dislike. You know.
I think we're yin and yang.
Yeah.
And because I don't have any haterism in my blood.
Yeah, he has no spine.
No. I won't say I don't have a spine.
Yeah,
it's just I don't care about the next man.
What
success or dollar? I mean, I look at him and like, hey, I see what you're doing, cool.
No,
but that does not, you know what I'm saying, impact the way I feel.
You know what I dislike? I dislike it when people less than me have more than me.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't give a flying fuck.
Yeah, I give two fucks. I give too many fucks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I should not give a fuck. However, the fucks that I give are enormous. You know what I mean? And by less than, I mean people that I look at them, I'm like, bro, you aren't shit. How the fuck do you have any form of success? I look at you and I want nothing but despair for you. Now, if you're better than me and you achieved a lot, fucking applause. You know what I mean? Applause.
See, I totally disagree with that.
Okay, go ahead.
You sound like a dick sucker.
No, I sound like a dick.
I look down at you. You shouldn't have more than me.
Yeah, you shouldn't. How the... Bro, first of all, I wasn't supposed to be here, okay? Somehow I did.
I think we have to stay humble, bro. And I always tell you this, bro. Remain humble.
Okay, first of all, when I get rich, I'm going to spend it on Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. Okay. I wonder if I could play that.
I don't know if y'all can listen or hear.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to owe any royalties to this. So we're just going to... Actually, yeah. But there's a Kanye song, and I don't know if we're... Anyways. So what was I talking about?
We was talking about... we wasn't supposed to be here.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So the fact that
this man,
when I make it,
you notice when I say when he make it big, he's gonna be the biggest flexer.
No, I'm actually not. I'm gonna be very quiet.
No, you're not.
But I'm gonna act very different. Like right now, like I haven't achieved any level of success. However,
exactly.
The second I smell success from a few doors down, I'm going to be such a fucking dick, bro. My mom is going to be calling me. I'm going to be like, hello? Who number? Who this? Or new number? Who is this? She's going to be like, oh, this is your mom. I'm like, I don't know a bitch named mom. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
No. Yeah, I love my mother. God bless. Yeah. She's a fantastic woman.
And people, keep in mind that 99% of the shit Ali say is bullshit.
But one man's bullshit is another man's manure. You can always sell manure, okay?
Okay, cool.
Anyways, so...
don't take his words to heart. He's bullshitting. But let's give an introduction.
So that's I hate a lot. That was what I was trying to get at. And we're going to talk about things that we're interested in. I'm not going to talk about politics at any point or religion.
Yeah. Okay?
So
that's out of bounds in this podcast.
Yeah. Because quite frankly, unless they pay me, I don't give a fuck. Right? I know, like, if whatever politician was to pay to get it, for me to talk about them, then go ahead. Otherwise, if I'm going to talk about you or religion, I'm just going to lose money. I'm going to leave all that stuff over there. People who want to talk about that on their podcast, on their forum, on whatever they want, they could go on and talk about that. It's not for me to talk about. I'm not an expert. I don't know nothing about that. Don't ask me, and I won't say shit.
And honestly, bro, it's out of bounds because it's a lot that goes into politics and religion.
Yeah.
And we just going to stay in our own lane.
Yeah. And, you know.
And not offend anyone.
Exactly. Like, and people get in their feelings when they, you know. So I don't want to talk about that. Like, go ahead. Like, listen to whatever you want. Go ahead. It's all you. Yep. So that's, and now. So I think what we're 11 minutes in. So now that we introduced ourselves, now that we're gonna you've seen a little bit of who we are. I think we can talk about what we're mainly gonna be talking about on this podcast/channel is anime.
Yeah,
and all the different kinds of anime that we watch. One of us is a manga reader, and it's Jew.
Yeah.
And I don't read manga, mainly because manga doesn't have music in the background. Manga doesn't have emotions. Manga doesn't have, and you know what? This is going to start a whole battle by itself. It really is. Because,
right.
I'm not trying to be inflammatory.
When you say, hey, manga don't have emotion. Bro, it's like your imagination and you're reading something.
I actually read a lot of books, but the one thing I don't like about books is that you can't see emotion, bro. Like when a person yells, you feel that shit. I can't feel it when I'm looking at them yelling. But
it's implied while you're reading manga.
Yeah, for the information. Only the information.
No. I mean, anime does a great job.
It does a better job. Out,
you know, the emotion and the tempo and
it does a great job of like actually showing you all of the stuff, and like I love how, for I know this is 100% where it comes from, but how animated it is, you know. Gotcha. like when you see somebody like yelling and like you hear their voice cracking, that shit makes it so much more real. And if I'm going to watch something, and if I'm going to experience something, I might as well experience it for the first time in its full value. And that's what the beauty of an anime is.
I get that. But some cases, the animation does not depict what the manga is.
I have a question. I have a question. So most people read mangas first.
Yep.
Before animes, right? Because that's the nature of it, right? The manga always comes out before the anime. Right. Let's say an anime was out and it finished. Mm-hmm. Then they release a manga. Would you read that manga?
No, but why would they do that? No,
he fucking wouldn't.
I think...
No, you fucking
did Dragon wouldn't. Ball do that?
I don't know if Dragon Ball did that, but I know you wouldn't. I know nobody would. That's a dumb thing to do. Right. Why? You just experienced it. But when people say... But when you finish a manga... You sure as shit will watch the anime.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Okay. You know, that's everyone.
The experience. I guess, is this an argument about what's better, manga versus anime?
Yeah, and it's obvious that it's anime. Nobody will disagree with that. I don't know what...
No. We have a lot of people that strictly read manga and don't like
anime.
Because the anime does not do the justice of
you know
the,
why? Because they're arrogant. I'll tell you why. Because they're arrogant, because they think their imagination is better than a whole team of people whose entire purpose on this earth is to actually give this manga color, life, emotion,
bro. Then sometimes the animation suck, bro. Dragon Ball Super animation was fucking terrible, bro. Like the early episodes of Dragon Ball Super, not Dragon Ball Z. I'm talking about
Dragon Ball Super. I know. Yeah,
you just watched the anime of Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah,
you cannot argue with me that the animation was just fucking terrible at times.
The animation wasn't bad, but you can't tell me that it's black and white is better.
I'm just saying.
That's the argument, though.
Certain titles or
so. Yeah, I was burping off screen and I made this like really fucked up face of like I was about to throw up.
Yeah, startled me.
He looked at me. He's like, we ended the first episode on a bad note. You better look the other way. Yeah, so.
But yeah, there are, bro, there are numerous cases of the manga being better than the anime because the animation just sucks.
There's no such thing as the manga being better than the anime.
Why? It's the blueprint, bro.
It's the blueprint.
It's the author work of art, bro. And sometimes, bro, let's not.
That's like looking at a house that's under manga, construction.
We got to do a better job of letting each other talk.
Bro, fuck the viewers. I'm a hater.
But no. The problem I have with anime.
Yeah.
Let's use
Who the
Naruto.
Fuck is Anna? No, I'm not
Anna?
Yeah.
I think she's a character off of Attack on Titan.
Oh, shit.
We're going to be discussing
Attack on Titan. Yeah, we are.
Season 4.
I mean, just go ahead and get it.
No, like, but real spill.
Yeah.
Think about Naruto.
Yeah. Naruto. Yeah.
Bro, the anime killed the fucking franchise, in my opinion. The story would have been so much better.
I agree with you.
If they would have left all that filler shit out, bro.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not. You know what? Because filler, by its very nature, is not good.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, just if you were just a straight up anime watcher for Naruto series, you would have been long gone.
You would have hated it. Yeah. I think there's more filler than real episodes.
Exactly. I really do, bro. And that's the thing why people just read manga, because they give you all the info, all the real shit.
Yeah. Straight to the source. Because the thing is, but you know what's weirder is that it's like they're going to pay these people to make these garbage episodes that nobody likes, right? And it's harder to actually animate something, you know, pay these voice actors and do all that stuff than it is to pay somebody to write, because it's one guy. Like for Naruto, it's Masashi Kishimoto, right?
Kishimoto, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's just one guy animating it coming up with the story, as opposed to an entire team like bringing it to life. So the question is like, where is, like, that doesn't make sense monetarily.
I wouldn't even say a manga is one person. I think like Kishimoto had a team. I don't think he drew everything.
I think when a character comes to life, like for example, like once he draws Naruto or he comes up with a new character.
Yeah.
Like, I know what he looks like now. So I don't have to draw him punching somebody. Mm-hmm. So like he comes up with like these characters and how they look and what their story is. However, he's not going to draw every single frame.
Gotcha.
He's going to write what they say in that frame. But he's okay, I'll bring in an intern. This intern will, like, write this. Hey, draw Naruto punching something, and then I'll tell you what to write in the little bubble. Like, that's what they'll do. Yeah. Because,
gotcha.
Honestly, that's a waste of money. Like, bro, this guy has bigger fish to fry. Like my guy, sit down, come up with a good story, instead of, like, wasting your hand. Like you don't want him to injure his hand. Like, that's a really...
You don't want any male to injure their hand.
Any who?
Any male.
Any human.
Male.
Yeah.
Let's cut that out.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want any... I want some humans to break their hands. Like, on any given day, if somebody's playing fantasy and they're on the opposing team as me, I want them to break their hand. Their leg... I want them to die, possibly, if they're having a really good night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, Ali is an extremist.
I'm not an extremist, but I'm a normal human being that just has slightly extreme... I'm trying to word this in a way that doesn't make me look like an extremist, but every possible route. Like, you know, like when Doctor Strange goes into the future and sees like 14 million possibilities.
Right.
Like, I looked into the future. No possibility is me not looking like an extremist. Like, I will look like an extremist no matter what.
But that's what makes you unique.
Yeah. Can you not tap on the table?
That's what makes you unique.
Okay.
Cut that one out.
Cut that shit out. I'm keeping all of this. Fuck it. No, I'm messing. Bro, nobody will listen to this. We have exactly two listeners by the end of the year.
Nice.
By the end of next year.
And guess what?
We love both of you.
I don't care what they say about you.
Yeah. We're talking to the listeners, right?
Yeah.
I love all of my three listeners.
Thank you.
Write me a letter. Write me an email. Tell me.
Try to write back. I probably won't.
He won't write back. I will write back.
Ali will write back.
If there's four of you, if there's more, I'm going to start acting different. My mama couldn't get through to me.
Once you reach 10 listeners, he's going to start acting
blue. Start acting Hollywood. Start
acting like me.
I'm not trying to be hip-hop. Anyways.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Yeah, if shout out. Yeah, if you know, you know. Review. Tech. But I'm not, you know what? If they know, they know. All three of our listeners know who we're talking about.
Exactly.
We showed up on your recommended page. So you did not find us. You were not looking for us. We showed up on your recommended page. Anyways.
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. Okay.
All right, man.
So
let's first start. What did you like about the episode?
So I watched the previous episode. We watched the previous episode.
Yeah.
So the last episode of season three. And let me just say that Armin is a punk ass bitch. Because he never stands up for himself. He does not have two knots between his legs.
Yeah, you're right. Bro,
you should have saved
every. You should have saved the general and not saved motherfucker.
Bro, like, every. This man is calling you worthless to your face. Yeah, maybe he has a point. Grow a fucking dick, bro.
Yeah,
grow
bro.
A fucking dick, man. I swear, I hate when this. When a fucking pussy acts like that, bro. I swear, I'm sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
I mean, I understand it was the guilt, you know, he's trying to be honorable and say, hey, you right, I feel your pain, y'all shouldn't have saved me, but bro, like.
Bro, if that was me,
fuck it.
If that was me, I would have said, you want me to turn time right now and fuck you up? you want me to do that? And shut the fuck up and stay in your place. I swear, I would have said that. I have no respect for that shit, man.
But I will say one thing.
Yeah, so...
he got to ride or die, homie, bro.
Yeah. Who, it's Aaron nothing, or man. Mikasa?
Aaron and Mikasa, you know what I'm saying? Aaron, most deaf. Aaron was ready to go to
war. Oh, bro, Aaron was about to fuck that guy up. Like, yeah. Really? He was like, listen, I don't need you talking all that disrespectful. Yeah. Yeah.
That's man, anybody named Flop.
Yeah. What was his name? Flop?
Yeah, I think it's Flock.
Flock.
He was Flock.
Yeah, like... Flock.
Yeah. So he was talking that jazz. Like, yeah. I'm fodder. I get that. But why do they have to save you?
Yeah, blah, I'm going to speak my mind. Bro, nobody gives a fuck about what your mind says.
Yeah, I would have just went into this shit.
Like, yeah.
On site.
Bro, the thing is, you know, and then he looked at the other three, Connie and, like, the other two guys, right? He looked at them. He was like, you two are punk bitches, too.
Because y'all did nothing.
You did nothing. Bro, these men and women have been through battle like you never seen in your fucking life. You're going to sit here and disrespect them right in front of their face? Why? Because they lived and Arvin didn't? First of all, Arvin said, don't save me.
Exactly.
Arvin said, don't save me. I know you weren't there when he said, don't save me. But you think Levi gave a fuck about this? No, he listened to his superior's orders, and he saved Armin's life. That's what he did.
Yeah, and that's another discussion. I mean, why do you think Levi said, fuck it, let me save Armin instead of saving the general dude?
No, the Arvin. Arvin, is the general or the leader of the recon scout corps.
We need to.
Yeah, I don't know. The manga is different than the anime in that regard. They translated it different. But anyways, I assume it's only because Arvin saw that these guys had a value that could not be replaced. I mean, lo and behold, like,
bro, come to think of, if it wasn't for Armin and his mind, bro, they wouldn't have found the Armored Titan in the wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
bro,
saying?
Bro, that was like
Armin been literally like saving their ass, been
100% from day one, bro.
He's a mastermind, bro.
He is a pussy. But he has a brain on his shoulders that's not, you can't discount. Now, I understand, like, first and secondly, Arvin lost his arm, okay? Like, I know you're going to say, what does that have to do with anything? It does. Because if
what
you...
What is up with you?
Bro, if you lose your arm, I got no respect for you. I'm sorry. You're damaged goods right now. I can't do anything with you.
I'm sorry, followers, that... No, we can't say that, bro.
Bro, there's three of them. Anyways. I'm on my baby. They hate us.
Damn, they hate us. We got two followers now. Bro, we had three.
Yeah, some people are already left. It was nice to know you. I got to move on. Okay, anyways. The dude, yeah.
Aaron was with it. Masaka was like...
Mikasa.
Mikasa?
Yeah, you were like Masaka.
I'm calling her Masaka.
That's her name.
Mikasa.
Yeah, and nobody can tell you anything different.
Yeah. So, yeah, Aaron was with it. His girl was with it. And, yeah.
What were they with? I don't know. What does that even mean?
Yeah, they was about to throw
them hands. Yeah. They were. To save
they homeboy.
Yeah. They are the definition of ride or die. They are the definition of a real... people, because they're like, listen, I don't take that disrespectful shit. He may take this disrespectful shit, but you're not about to talk all this shit in front of me. You can either stay and get your ass beat, you can stay and get your ass beat, or you can stay and get your motherfucking ass beat.
That's what I'm saying. I need those type of people in my corner, bro. I need an Aaron, a Masaka. Did I say that right?
Mikasa.
Mikasa. Mikasa, Masaka.
Mikasa, Esukasa.
Like it's a fire. Sorry, no.
So that's
I'm gonna keep butchering her name, so I'm gonna call her. What can I call her, bro?
Bro, call her what you want. Just don't call her Collect.
Cringe.
Well, that was good. Sorry, that was good. All right. Anyways, so hey, they can't all be good. So I was messing on that one.
Yep.
So
like next time, buddy.
So with this new season and this new episode, now I never got introduced to these characters before. I thought this was like 20 years ago, and like, so I'm gonna paint a picture. The very first thing that it opens up with is that there's trench warfare, and that there's an ongoing conflict between two sides. They say the Middle Eastern Federation has been held up within this town, and that there's a train that shoots armored anti-Titan shells.
Yep.
And that if anybody comes close to it, it'll kill them. And then it's also extra protected with this armor, right? So that train goes around the castle or around the city, whatever it may be, and it's used in defense, right?
Yep.
Also, there is a bunch of ships in a bay nearby, and I'm assuming that they have their guns pointed towards anybody that makes an attempt from the sea or otherwise.
Yep, that's their first line of defense.
First line of defense, right? So there's four, and this conflict has been going on for 4 years. That's the information that we have up to the very first episode.
Exactly, and shit. Lost my train of thought.
No. So I mean, I don't know what you were gonna say, but I was gonna say so for 4 years they were going through this conflict, and presumably it's just to invade other countries. It's not that this country or the Middle Eastern Federation has any particular thing that they want. They just, for the sake of expansion, for the sake of furthering their territory and their borders.
And that's something that I guess based off of episode one.
Yeah,
we don't know, because I took it as, you remember when Zeke said, "Hey, we're participating in this war because we was defeated."
Yeah, yeah.
At the island.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that the Middle East maybe tried to invade them because they lost.
Okay. Titan. Yeah.
They have been weakened. But let's invade them.
Yeah. So they thought, I actually like that, is that like they, Julian, the way he's seen it, I'm going about to repeat what you said.
Yeah.
If I got it correctly, is that Middle Eastern Federation tried to actually invade Marley, because they saw it as a sign of weakness. Okay, they lost some titans. They lost the female titan and they lost the colossal titan.
Right.
So now that this is a sign of weakness, we can take this and use this as an advantage. It's kind of like in the real world, like when you see a country like have some failure. You know, they actually do that in Naruto too. Like if a country gets attacked, after Pain got attacked, Konoha,
we are open for other.
We're open for other countries just to come in right now. Mm-hmm. So and like so, what they like they try to build back up ASAP.
While they deploy Kakashi and them, and they rallied up the young guns, the young ninjas, to the front lines just to protect
Konoha. The village. Yeah, yep. Because that's a thing. Like if you're attacked by another country, although that country didn't succeed,
you're still vulnerable.
You're still very vulnerable. Another country can just come in and take over and finish the job because they did most of the work for you.
Exactly.
And you're in a very weakened state, so they can just take advantage of that.
So I'm assuming that's what's happening.
That's
episode one.
Yeah, I took it as like they're invading and they're expanding their territory. Julian, you may be onto something. We'll find out. What the motivation is. Are they trying to do this for the sake of protecting their borders because somebody's invading, or do they want to further their borders so that way they can control more land? At this point I don't know. I actually think Julian's idea is pretty good, but I'm not saying either one is wrong. But that's currently where they're at, and they're using. So we haven't seen Eren, we haven't seen Armin, we haven't seen Mikasa, or as Julian says, Misaka.
Misaka.
Yeah, or Mikasa, Tsukasa.
But we do know that this is, I guess, present time because we've seen Rainer.
He's
aged.
Aged. Yeah, because before he looked like 18 to like 24.
Now you got a full grown
beard. Got a full grown beard. His hairline's receding a bit. Like he looked like he'd been through some shit. So he's aged a little bit. You know what's weird, bro, is that every Titan has a limit. Like one of the nine Titans, they all have limits on how long they last. They have to give that power to another person.
Yeah, they have a lifespan, which brings up the warriors. Gabby, Falcon, those warriors are I guess the next people.
Oh yeah. Those guys are gonna be expiring. Like Rainer can't stay.
Exactly. You know, if they mentioned in the episode, hey, you in a front. I guess you're fighting in the front lines because this is a test, right?
Yeah. No, I was just...
Who will inherit? Oh, go ahead.
Who's going to inherit? But, you know, I keep thinking back to, like, when Rainer was in season 2 or season 3 where he was like, yeah, you know... No, it was season 2 where he was like, yeah... Like, he actually thought in his head he was with them.
Yeah.
And, like... I actually think that's something they can explore in the future, or at least I hope that they can explore in the future how like these people are affected by the time that they spent in the walls, like how they think like they're actually like I want that conversation to happen one more time between Rainer. So I'm hoping that he doesn't lose his abilities and he doesn't see Eren or Mikasa or any of them again. I'm hoping that he actually and the Beast Titan. Like I want to like. There's definitely something between the Beast Titan and Eren's father because he was like, "Oh, Eren, like you and I have both been deceived by your father at one point in time."
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know because I thought like when I first watched it, like I was like, "Okay, is he might be the son who betrayed him?"
Right. What tripped me up, bro, is when the owl was, chopping it up with Eren Pops. It was like, hey, start a new family, blah, 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 blah. And the final episode of season 3.
Yeah.
what blew me away was he seen, they mentioned Armin and
Mikasa,
Mikasa.
Yeah, my Costco, store.
Mikasa.
Yeah.
So these Titans, their abilities are linked because how is he?
But that event hadn't happened yet. You can you can assume like wait a minute, like how does, at this point you can assume that first of all, Eren, Mikasa, and Armin are all the same age.
Right.
Right. So you can't exactly know. Like you don't, these people don't exist yet. However, he's telling them, watch out for them. It's as if he's not talking to Eren's dad. He's talking to Eren, knowing one day that Eren will inherit that ability to inherit this conversation. Like, yo, you got to protect these guys. They're important for some reason or another.
And right.
He also says, like, I lost my train of thought a little bit.
Or maybe he was just in the motion of just conversating with Eren's dad, right? And those memories just bled into his subconscious, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't know what was going on because you recall he was like, "Who is Eren and who is Armin?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was like, "I don't know." Yeah. And keep in mind, he's telling him to start a family. Yeah. But Eren is not even born. He's not even thought about at this
moment. Yeah, yeah. Bro, like Eren. Okay, boss, whatever you say. Just give me the Titan ability. Right. like you got it. I'll take care of this. Don't worry. I'll put the team on my back.
Yeah, so that was real sweet how
it kind
of how they're linked, like past, present, whatever. Whatever, bro.
There's a connection. Yeah, there's a connection there. Whether it crosses time, there's something that has to establish like that these Titans have a unique ability that connects them all.
Right.
Some way, some shape, or some form, they're all connected throughout time. And I think Eren also inherited the Founding Titan ability, right?
Why you say that?
He has. So who has the Founding Titan? Eren has it. And the whole thing was that he has the Attack Titan, but he also inherited what's it called? Her, I don't know if you remember. And so in the glass cave, mm-hmm. in the basement of that house, he was going to give Historia a shot in the spine or whatever, or some fluid. And then he was going to say, when you awake, you need to eat Eren and you'll regain your ability to have the Founder Titan again. So that's the whole point of getting Eren. So he has two powers within him. He has the Founder Titan and he has the Attack Titan.
Oh, Eren's dad? And so Eren has...
Yeah, Eren's dad ate the original Founder Titan, the king's daughter. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah.
So how did he get the Attack Titan?
He got.
Or was he the Attack Titan that ate the Founder?
Yeah, it was the Attack Titan who ate the Founding Titan, the Founder Titan.
And then Eren.
And Eren ate both his father, who had both abilities.
Ah, yep.
So I'm thinking that somebody is going to have to be this is just me talking out of my ass right now. I have no idea, but somebody's going to have to be the Founding Titan, and I think it's Mikasa. I don't know, because he said, watch out for this bitch. He's like, she got to be special. Well, I'm thinking.
If she's the Founding Titan, that means she have to eat Eren.
She's going to eat that dick. No,
no, seriously, like, why did you come to that?
No, because, okay, for two reasons. Because there's abilities that are within him that have to be inherited by somebody. Mm-hmm. And who could that person be? The person who is a lead candidate is Mikasa, because Mikasa and Armin were spoken about by that dude, by the owl. Why would he pick those two kids who hadn't been born yet as special unless he knew they were going to be special?
I get that. So you...
think that once Aaron's time runs out, Mikasa is going to eat her? Eat him?
Eat that dick. Yeah, she going to eat that. She going to eat him.
We shall see.
Maybe just his dick, maybe all of them. I don't know. I don't know.
But, I mean, how do you feel about the new introduction of the Warriors, Gabby, Falcon?
I don't know. Whatever his name. I don't know. I can only assume that they're going to be important somehow, some way. They you're introducing them as, like, first
Colt,
of all.
Colt seemed badass to me.
Colt seemed like he was Colt. like he was Colt with it. The girl that ran up to the train and blew it up, she looks like she, like, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that none of these Titans actually wanna, like once they see the reality of the situation, none of them will want war. Nobody wants war.
I think that's, I guess, uniform across the board.
People, yeah.
I don't think, well.
Because why would you want to, like, because even Reyna, bro, when he saw these people, like how they were, like how they lived in fear and how they lived in terror, he did not want them to, you know, be a hurt and affected, and that played with his mind a little bit.
Shit, bro. That's
and that was Raynor. So that was one of the elite, you know, elite soldiers. Warrior. Yeah, elite that, warrior class, yeah, whatever.
Exactly, and that's why he was so, you know,
speaking split. To the mic.
That's why he was so just split and torn up inside, because he infiltrated. What is it? Is it Eldian?
Aldia. I mean
the wall.
He came walls. Into the walls. Yeah,
right. I'll just refer to the walls. Right.
Yeah,
he infiltrated it, and once he realized, bro, like these are my so-called enemies, but
they're,
I'm establishing a bond with them.
Yeah,
and he was like, dude, this is not real life. You know what I'm saying? I have a mission to do.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking about this earlier. He compartmentalizes things.
You know? Gotcha.
So what he does is he takes his overall agenda, his overall goal, and he puts it to the side, and he's like, you know what? For now, because the thing is, he didn't have to save a lot of the people that he saved. It was, they stepped back and they're like, why'd you save him?
Exactly. He was like in character.
The thing is, it wasn't in character. He saw these people for who they were, that these people are human beings. And although we see them as, and first of all, I think
he forgot, bro. Like
he forgot, said,
he
but,
forgot he was the enemy.
But what's the female Titan?
Yeah.
Annie, she saved Connie. Or she saved one of the characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, why? Because those are our enemy, and she risked her life or her mission to save somebody when in fact she didn't have to. It's because that she's like, when you paint these people as demons their whole life and your whole life, and you actually get to live with them.
Exactly.
That you see they're just like you. They have lives just like you. You know, they're not different.
And that's why they were so torn apart, because I'm pretty sure they felt like, wow, these folks was, you know, portrayed as demons, and these people are just, they need to be slaughtered.
And you know that
he felt like, what is this for?
What's the purpose?
What's the purpose?
Why am I?
Which side am I on?
Which side am I on? And yeah. You know, the thing is, it's like these guys, these elite soldiers, they're actually originally Eldians. Gotcha. They're not native to Marley. Like but they've been convinced that this is the right side. This is the good side.
Yeah, exactly.
When in fact, that's not the truth. And the thing is, like, I think. That they will eventually switch allegiance to go to the Eldian side.
Exactly, I feel you.
Because that's not, bro. It's in your nature to not be with these people. It's in your nature to not you know, fight your own people. You're invading them. You want to kill them. You want to end them. But when they were fighting the Middle Eastern Federation, right?
Yeah.
One of the kids was like helping one of the next up the next in line.
And translate this, please.
He was like, "Can you translate this, please?" Yeah, he was like, "Get the fuck off me, demon."
Yeah.
He was like, "I'm not like, no matter what I do, I will never be like these people. Like, they will always see me as a monster. Like, bro, can't you see I'm a human? I'm a better human than these guys because these guys wanted to kill you.
Exactly.
But I'm the one with a human heart. But because you see me." And that speaks to the human condition. That speaks to human nature, right? Where, like, you view somebody as this thing.
Man, fear what they don't understand.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is, like, yeah, you can really turn into a man-eating monster at any given time.
Exactly.
But you're not that yet. And that could be humans. That could be a metaphor for humans. And we're getting deep right now. But that could be a metaphor for humans. Because, yeah, as of right now, you're just this, you know, innocent person who hasn't done anything. But at any given time, you can turn into a man-eating monster.
Exactly. That's why I love the story so much, bro. Because just think about this. If you knew of a person that had the ability to transform into a large creature, and that large creature ate other humans.
Yeah.
How will you classify that person?
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, like, yeah. Oh, okay, well... Shit, it's only a matter of time before you eat meat.
Yeah, that was the same. But that's the same way they treated Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
At any given time, you can turn into Kurama, the nine-tailed beast, and kill us all. It's in you. It's literally in you.
And
just the only thing that's stopping you is this painted spiral on your belly.
Exactly. And I understand. That's why I love this story so much, because I get both sides of the argument, bro. They are demons. They are people, cursed people.
Yeah.
Because they bloodline have the ability to transform into the Titan.
Yeah. And they don't want it because they're mindless. They can't control it when they turn into that. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, how would you feel, if shit.
No, I can tell you, I was going to say that in terms of this debate, I will always be on the minority side. So I will always be on Naruto's side. I will always be on the Titan side, because you're judging me for what you perceive me to be. You're judging me for my capability to do danger, not on my ability, on what I have done.
Right, true.
So don't look at me and look at me like I'm some sort of like a monster. Like get to know me. Then if I'm a monster, you can go ahead and treat me like a monster. Until then, you can go fuck yourself, because I never needed you anyway.
True.
Bro, that's the thing I didn't like about Naruto, is that he tried to be their friends. Like, no, fuck you. I'm gonna be better than you. I am better than you.
Yeah, that was the downfall of Naruto, bro.
Yeah.
He just wanted to be accepted.
Yeah, well,
and he wanted, Sakura, but ended up getting Hinata.
Yeah, he ended up with a real one.
Yeah, well, like, Hinata, he got blessed with Hinata, bro.
Yeah, Hinata, like, how do I describe it? Like Mastura, like, she's so nice and like she's so like genuine. Yeah. But you look at Sakura, bro. Like she went after the flat. She went after the flashy guy. She went after the guy who like was like mysterious and all this and all that. Like, bro, you can't respect what Naruto. And every time, like, bro, she would treat okay, like Sasuke. I have no issue with you liking Sasuke. 100% like him. But you gotta treat Naruto with some more respect. You cannot hit this man. You cannot put your hands on this man and say, "Oh, you idiot, you this or you that," and punch him in the head.
Yeah, my breaking point from Sakura, bro. She looked that man dead in his eye, crying.
Yeah.
Please bring Sasuke back.
Bro.
What? Bring so
I don't think you fucking know me. I'll bring him back for me.
So you know I want a pipe, right? Yeah. You know I'm trying to get. You know I'm trying to clap, right? And you gonna tell me to go bring get the next man back so he can clap you?
Oh, you got me God, fucked bro. Up. You don't have me one way of fuck. You
that
got
was the that was the deal breaker, bro.
Oh, you stupid bitch.
And I'm like, man, I can't rock with Sakura.
Bro, you know what she had the audacity, the unadulterated gall, the disrespect on this woman's mouth that when she said the words when Naruto and Sasuke were fighting in the Great War, and she was like, oh, if you only could see me now, I'm equal to these. I'm like, if you don't get your stupid ass out of here, you dumb bitch. You will never be these men.
In the back of the helmet. Blah, blah,
blah. Bro, Tsunade,
I call that plot armor, bro.
Bro, Tsunade was not Orochimaru and Jiraiya, and Sakura is not Naruto and Sasuke. There is levels to this shit. You may be close to them, but you are not them, okay?
Close. There, she's nowhere close
near that.
To Naruto or Sasuke.
She couldn't, bro. I think Hinata's stronger.
Bro,
I think Shikamaru. I would take Shikamaru all day. I would take Hinata, Shikamaru.
Female ninjas I would prefer to go to battle with me.
What's compared so to, Shikamaru, the girl that he ended up with, the Temari. I think
Temari,
Bro, I loved her.
Yeah,
she was strong. She knew what she was good at. She didn't try to pretend. She didn't fall in love with this guy or that guy, bro. You a ninja. You cannot be throwing your emotions out there like this. You got to be strong.
Bro, that's the ninja code, bro. You're not supposed to show emotion. And she violated the ninja code from birth. That's why I never liked.
Yeah, that. like she always treated like Naruto like shit. Keep that same energy. You know what? Keep that same energy. When he came back, I remember at the very beginning of Naruto Shippuden, right? She was like, "Oh, Naruto, you've been gone for a couple of years. You look nice and handsome." He said some like a joke or some dumb shit, right? She was like, "Oh, fuck you. You're never gonna change." Like, do you want him? Like, do you want him to disrespect you? Do you want this man to treat you like shit? Like, I don't get it. Like, you're sending mixed signals. Like, you want him to be this mature, strong person. But what is that defined as? As a person who treats you like shit? As a person who tries to kill you? Because Naruto tried to kill Kirin. You remember that?
Naruto tried to kill.
Oh, my bad. Sasuke tried to kill Kirin.
Right.
Bro.
Like, Sasuke was so ruthless.
Bro, Sasuke tried to kill that bitch.
You know, and we need a separate segment, bro. Because I always talk about how it's hilarious that some anime characters, bro, they get all the hoes, bro.
Yeah.
Honorable mention to my boy Asta, bro.
Bro,
like, Asta. He don't even want the hoes, but and if you're not on Black Clover, Asta is that guy, right? He just loves Sister Mary.
Yeah.
But bro, every female he encountered, they loves want him. That
yeah.
type from Asta,
yeah,
bro.
That's the thing I don't get. Like, okay, I'm looking at Asta. He wants the one woman on that planet
and
who, by her vows, by her vows, she took vows to Almighty God,
bro,
to never ever look at a man the way she looks at the church, and he
Asta
wants
don't
her.
Get that.
But however. Some nobles looking at him. You know what I mean? Some nobility.
We
some beautiful
PP.
One. Bro,
premium
look at
on pussy.
You exactly. You know, 93 octane. You
exactly.
feel me? Like I want like
a noble. Noble.
Bro, I look at these girls like, bro, like this is like the girl from the Silver Line and the girl from the like that. I'm like. Back. She they looking at him like he is like premium. I'm like, bro, like get it where you can get it. Be a dog, you feel me?
Listen,
like dogs gotta eat.
We love Black Clover because you know our slogan is we wasn't supposed
to be here.
And Black Bulls, bro, like
they was not
supposed,
bro.
They represent us,
bro.
They,
I am.
You know what I'm saying? If they wasn't
supposed
to be there.
Bro, if you look at the logo, then you know. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Okay. Enough said. I'm not going to say nothing else. That's it.
Yeah, I mess with them. Even Asta, bro. You know what I'm saying? He climbing the ranks.
Bro, what?
He wasn't even supposed to be there. No magic. Don't care.
Yeah. Bro, the one person on this earth who literally, who you can say has no business
right.
ever being in a battle. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to settle for, you know, vice captain.
No.
Fuck a captain. I'm going to be the wizard king.
Exactly.
Motherfucker's going to have to suck my dick.
Exactly.
You know, like form an orderly line, please. Like I have shit to do. Like I, and you know what? Crazy thing is, call it what you want, plot armor, you know, whatever, this and that. This is one for the good guys. I would love this. And have him be the Wizard King. That's it. Naruto as Hokage and him as the Wizard King. I'm all right with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's only right. Make that happen.
It's only right. Do you know that song?
I feel like we've been all over the place, bro.
Bro, we have.
We really Which is have. A good thing. I mean, yeah, because now. You guys like all the animes we discussing.
Yeah.
I guess back to
we're gonna
Attack on Titan.
We're going to owe some copyright money on this. Anyways, so what was I talking about? What were we talking about? Back to Attack on Titan. Yeah, bro, we haven't even finished recapping the first episode.
Exactly, because I feel like it was something I was missing. But hey,
no, the last part is that they parachute down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's discuss
They that. Use them. Bro, those are like literally weapons.
Bro, who was that Titan that was just with the claws?
Yeah, I've never seen him before.
Yeah, that was the first introduction to that Titan.
Because Cart Titan was somebody else.
Yep, Cart Titan is...
you know what he looked like? He looked like a Hollow from Bleach.
Yeah, yeah.
I kept on thinking that's Ichigo or something, like with like when he put the mask on.
Yep, and fucking it looked mask like he saved the Armor Titan ass because they was about to blow him up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they were about to fuck him up, but he came... But that's the thing, like, there's... I'm wondering who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause,
I can't wait to...
Yeah, to explore that. Because who are the Titans? Colossal, female, armored, cart, beast, attack, founder. That's seven. There's nine?
Yeah, nine Titans.
Oh, shit. So we haven't seen the other two.
Did you say beast?
Yeah, I said beast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's two more. There's two more that we're missing. I don't know who the other two are. And now we kind of caught a glimpse of them, but
yeah, I guess we will identify. I guess they will. I guess show us all the Titans in the season, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's final season. I mean, you can't show us in season five. No season five.
Exactly. Right? So yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, I guess, bro. Like, I'm kind of conflicted. Because I read the manga.
Yeah.
And I don't want my listeners to know I read the manga.
No, no, no. You know, the thing is, you read the manga, and that's very fine. As long as you don't say spoilers, we're good.
Yeah, disclaimer.
Yeah. I made him promise that I don't give a fuck about the listeners. I only give a fuck about myself. He will never say spoilers.
Yeah, yeah.
If he says spoilers, I'm not only killing him, I'm going to blow his shit up.
He's going to rip my two testicles off.
Yeah, and feed it to him.
And feed it to me.
So that's a promise for me to him. That's word is bond. I think that's it. I think with this, we can end the first episode. And thank you for listening to the Imposter Syndrome podcast.
Thank you.
And our slogan is, we wasn't supposed to be here. But since you're listening, you're supposed to be here, you know?
Yeah.
And we
appreciate that.
And I love it. Subscribe, like, comment, follow. Do whatever you got to do to keep in tune with us. And we love you.
Yep. So, yeah.
At least I love the money that you eventually going to bring me.
Keep in mind, we're cutting that one out.
I'm not cutting shit out. This shit is real. This shit is raw. This shit is authentic.
Let's give them a preview of our, I guess, our next episode. We're talking about.
Bro, I don't know. We're going to talk about next week's Attack on Titan episode. We're going to talk about more anime stuff. We might talk about sports. We might talk about.
Yeah, bro. That's the thing, bro. We're going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
So bear with us.
Yeah. I don't know.
And just enjoy it.
Yeah. I don't know. None of this shit will age well. None of this shit will age well. Because if you hear the first episode in like like a couple months or in a couple years, if like somehow, some way you're listening to this in like 4 or 5 years, you're gonna be like, damn, that shit aged bad. Like all of this was all over the place. But regardless, I'm gonna stay true to this. However, we are new to this.
We are new to this.
So thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week.